چهارمین کنفرانس افغانستان در دانشگاه تربیت معلم یا همان پداگوژی هوخشوله فرایبورگ برگزار شد. این کنفرانس توسط گروه کاری افغانستان در تاریخ 13 جولای با مشارکت جمع زیادی از فعالان بخش آموزش عالی افغانستان برگزار شد. اهداف این کنفرانس بررسی وضعیت موجود آموزش در افغانستان و همچنین چالش‌های اساسی جامعه افغانستان و راه‌های برون رفت از این چالش‌ها بود. در بخش نخست برگزار کنندگان و مهمانان برنامه به سخنرانی پرداختند و سپس در بخش دوم شرکت کنندگان به سه بخش تقسیم شدند و در مورد موضوعات تغییرات آب و هوایی، آموزش عالی در افغانستان و نقش دیاسپورا طی کارگاه‌هایی و تبادل نظر پرداختند. در ابتدا صحبت‌های دکتر صالحی، یکی از برگزار کنندگان چهارمین کنفرانس افغانستان در فرایبورگ را خواهیم شنید.
بحران افغانستان از 100 سال اخیر تا کنون و به خصوص از 50 سال اخیر دوچار بحران‌های چند جانبه است. یعنی جوامع توسعه یافته برای اینکه تانسته باشه به توسعه دست پیدا کنه حداقل 5 بحران را در طی صده ها، یعنی حداقل 400 سال پشت سر گذاشته و امروز ما شاهد از هستیم که مثلا کشور آلمان دچار توسعه یافتگی شده. بحران هویت، بحران مشروعیت، بحران مشارکت و بحران نفوذ بحران هایی است که هر جامعه برای توسعه یافتگی باید از اون عبور کند. یعنی لازمه رسیدن به توسعه یافتگی عبور از بحران های چندگانه است. این گذار از این بحران ها در کشورهای توسعه یافته طی چند سده و به تدریج و پشت سر هم صورت گرفته. ابتدا 200 سال حداقل طول کشیده که کشورهای اروپایی بتونه بحران هویت را حل کنه و به دنبال اون حداقل 150 سال طول کشیده که بحران مشروعیت و به دنبال اون بحران مشارکت و نفوذ را بتونه حل کنه. اما کشورهای مثل افغانستان متاسفانه از هنگامی که این از 100 سال پیش که شروع کرده به حل این بحران ها نه تنها نتونسته این بحران ها را حل کنه، بلکه این بحران ها انباشته شده و به همین خاطر در افغانستان ما دچار شکاف ها و انسدادهای بین مردم هستیم، بین جامعه و حکومت هستیم، بین حکومت و جامعه هستیم و دچار در واقع گسستگی و انشقاق های مختلف.
پروفسور اوه بتلینگ مایا از مؤسسین گروه کاری افغانستان در دانشگاه تربیت معلم فرایبورگ یا همان پداگوژی هوخشوله است. او در صحبت‌هایش در مورد این گروه و چهارمین کنفرانس افغانستان صحبت کرد و گفت که تلاش‌های آنها برای بهبود وضعیت آموزش در افغانستان به قبل از سقوط دولت برمی‌گردد و آنها با روی کار آمدن گروه طالبان نیز دست از تلاش بر نداشتند.
Working group Afghanistan 2 years ago and one of our activities is such organizing such conferences. So this is the fourth conference in the fourth year. Mm-hmm. So we are very industrious. Want to remember that we promised more than 20 years ago wealth for Afghanistan, education for the Afghan people, for everybody, and the end of all the conflicts. And now you see that, and you all know this, that the attention has shifted towards other places in the world, and Afghanistan is totally out of the media. And it is very hard to find information about Afghanistan nowadays. And so what, and actually this conference at this time was a suggestion of Dr. Seema Samad, who said that, well, we need to start again to produce some discourses, national discourses about Afghanistan, in order not to forget that this country is still existing and the people are suffering. And so this is the consequence. We are conducting this conference now in July instead of November or December. And we definitely want to contribute to a public discourse in Germany, trying to bring this topic, suffering in Afghanistan, but also problems of the diaspora, of the Afghan diaspora worldwide, on the agenda, back again on the agenda.
یکی از مهمانان چهارمین کنفرانس افغانستان در فرایبورگ، دکتر سیما سمر، رئیس پیشین کمیسیون حقوق بشر افغانستان و بانوی فعال حقوق بشر و حقوق زنان بود. وی طی صحبت‌هایش در مورد وضعیت حقوق بشر در افغانستان و همچنین نقش دیاسپورا و راه‌های کمک به مردم افغانستان نکات مختلفی را ارائه نمودند.
They know that education is key for empowerment of a person and making the personality of people. That's why they don't want to lose their power in the patriarchy that they have the control on half of the population. So they don't want them to get education. And I say that because I personally saw the role of education in my life. So I keep telling people that the difference between me and my cousin is the only thing that I got education and they didn't. So it's not that my mind was bigger than theirs and I was special. We born from in the same area with the same so-called genes and environment. But in Afghanistan, unfortunately, because of the conflict that continues. And I keep telling people that in my life, I have seen 12 king leaders in Afghanistan. Yak padshah amada, digar padshah rafte. 12 leaders, imagine. If it's a normal democratic election, you could see 12 leaders. But what I saw was not democratic elected or participated by people who choose their leaders, unfortunately. And we know that how destructive is war. So we had war for, and now it's 46 years, but even before that, there was a tension and already started in the area. I mean, most of the people here are young and they have not seen what I saw, 12 king, but how destructive is war, as I said, could be in a country. The other point that I would like to mention that when you really want to destroy a nation, a society, you don't need to have all these mother bombs or father bombs or the very sophisticated missiles. You just destroy the education system, which we had in Afghanistan. With the war, the education system actually was forgotten. Nobody was really tried to really focus and honestly improve this education system, including the one 20 years of so-called republic in Afghanistan. I think you all have the responsibility to call for accountability and justice. We don't want to hang all the Taliban, but they have to be kept accountable for the gender apartheid in violation of their human rights against the minorities and also against all the people of Afghanistan, but also particularly the minorities because of, I don't know. In Dikundi, last week they ordered that the girls cannot really walk with simple scarf and it should be either Arabic hijab or chadari. The people in Dikundi, I believe the people who are from Dikundi, at least there's one or two, their mother never wore chadari. It was not common. In my trips, 25 years ago in those area, I haven't seen chadari. So now it's turned to be law because they are
They born women in their Hazaras as well.
در ادامه صحبت‌های مهمانان کنفرانس، دکتر عباس بصیر، وزیر پیشین تحصیلات عالی افغانستان، صحبت‌هایی در مورد وضعیت قبلی و فعلی و همچنین نقش دانشگاه‌ها در تربیت شهروندانی بهتر و در نتیجه جامعه‌ای مترقی‌تر ایراد نمودند.
Higher education also plays a crucial role in shaping informed and active citizens who can contribute to democratic governance. In Afghanistan, education is a key to building a stable political environment. Educated citizens are better equipped to participate in democratic process, advocate for their rights, and hold their leaders accountable. Besides providing intellectual leadership in the democratic architecture, higher education institutions have another important role in promoting political governance and democracy. They provide an opportunity to cultivate democratic values in students by modeling a culture of tolerance and of the rejection of discrimination based on gender, ethnicity, religious belief, or social classes. Instilling these values in students and preparing them as active citizens will have a wider impact on the society as students impart these values in their professional and personal capacities. So the other issue which have impacted placement of secular curricula with a religious one. So this is another problem that we have. And government resources are directed towards religious schooling. So this is another important problem that we are facing. Higher education system is not a priority, but religious schooling is a priority for Taliban. I have heard that they have established some new religious universities or religious schools. The assets of higher education ministry were given to those programs, those religious programs. So in terms of content of curricula of the education system, there was a lot of change. And also in terms of facilities that providing for the universities, there are a lot of change. So all of this impacting the quality of education and the Ministry of Higher Education. So this is the role of diaspora. Of course, diaspora can work only with the support of the international community. Without their support, it would not be possible for diaspora to have a positive response for the Afghanistan or to provide remedy for what happened in Afghanistan. The role of international community, as I mentioned in many meetings, support in establishing the Anna University. So now we are trying to get the support from the government of Germany for this.
بسیاری از فعالان جامعه افغانستان به خصوص بخش آموزش که بعد از سقوط افغانستان به آلمان مهاجر شدند جزء مهمانان برنامه بودند. علی موسوی، Our Voice، رادیو دایکلند.